Yes, a fudgy velvet morning. When's the last time you had one of those? That was Vanilla Fudge with their awesome, awesome cover. And there is no bad cover of this song. Some Velvet Morning, that's off of Near the Beginning from 1969. That was their fourth album. Before that, Redbone with Fate off of Message from a Drum from 1971. Redbone, the two Vegas brothers, were playing in Vegas or somewhere. I don't know. They were playing somewhere. And Jimi Hendrix is like, you know, you guys should really form the first Native American rock band, and you should call yourselves Redbone. So supposedly Hendrix gave them their name, but who knows. Before that, Bang with Death of a Country off of Death of a Country from 1971. Those guys were from Miami. The Bob Seger System gave us Death Row off of Noah from 1969. That was their second LP. And all of a sudden, everybody's citing this song as being proto-metal and as having influenced later bands coming out of like the Detroit area and stuff, because I think that's where Seeger was from. You tell me. I don't know. I don't hear it. It sounds like some kick-ass soul. I can see some grand funk in there. But who knows? You know, we're all free to like the obscure classic rock that we do. Speaking of which, we started that set off with Nuts. Yeah, that's the name of the band, Nuts with Poor Man. Those guys were from Liverpool. That was 1974. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, and then Belinda takes over with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. Until then, we're going to hear some Stack Waddy. Dig it and dig it deep.
I'm a little pimp with my hat cast back. Hell, Jackie pants with a sham pack. Got a little lady walking the streets, telling all the boys that she can't keep me. Dollar bill, I can get you straight. Meet me on the corner, boy, and don't be late. Man in a suit with a bow tie neck. Wants a bit of coke with a thin body check. Standing on the porch in the Lido Hotel. In the lobby like the way I sell hot rats, hot meats, hot sex, hot suits. We'll be right back.
son of a gun.
Right.
just like any other. What a groovy way to spend another day. What a groovy way to spend another day. Went down the city, find a little girl. She said you couldn't buy me.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
That was a band called Lynn County. That was the Cave Song off of Proud Flesh Soothsayer. That's a great album name. That was from 1968, and those guys were from Lynn County, Iowa. So there you go. The Edgar Broughton Band, we heard two from them. We heard Silver Needle. That was a non-LP track that they recorded in 1970. Before that, we heard Love in the Rain off the Wassa Wassa album from 1969. And what goes better with the Edgar Broughton Band than Stack Waddy with their awesome cover of Hoochie Coochie Man off of Bugger Off from 72, which sounds like it could have come out last week. It's so distorted and awesomely gut-wrenching. And speaking of awesomely gut-wrenching, Stack Waddy gave us their cover of Zappa's Willie the Pimp, again off of Bugger Off, 1972. And frankly, I think it's even more effective, let's say, than Zappa's original. And Zappa's original is just freaking awesome. But there's just something about Stack Waddy. You feel like he's going to cut you with a bottle, you know? It's like he's dangerous. But man, that's such a great sound. That whole Howlin' Wolf sort of Captain Beefheart, Stack Waddy, Broughton vocal thing, man, with the distorted guitars and the heavy drug use, and made for some great rock and roll. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11, then Belinda comes in, bubbles, 2 hours. Stay tuned. Let's see, let's get things good. We're going to keep going. This next band is actually Lucifer's Friend with a different vocalist, and they are covering... who are they covering? There's a lot of covers to choose from. That's why I'm taking my time here. Yeah, they're covering Canned Heat. Dig It and Dig It Deep.
Thank you. I didn't know. It's all about, and I still don't know. You never know, you never know, you never know, you never know. I thought I knew just what to do. And I'll never know. How could I know? How could I know? How could I know? How could I know? I'm here to say to my dying day, I really don't know. Next time I'll know which way to go. Next time I'll know. Next time I'll know. Some do it right, they do it all night, and they still don't know. Time I'll know, I didn't know, we'll never know.
That was George Thorogood and the Destroyers, I Didn't Know, off of The Hard Stuff from 2006, and I feel like that's his response to all the criticism he received for all the decades of, you know, rampant alcoholism and that kind of thing, at least the encouragement thereof. Anyway, It's actually a great album, and for 2006, I don't know what he's done since, but boy, that is great, and what a great song. Before that, Boomerang with Juke It from 1971. That featured Mark Stein, the keyboardist and vocalist from Vanilla Fudge, who we heard from earlier. Lucifer's Friend gave us Groovin' Stone off of I'm Just a Rock and Roll Singer from 1973, not I'm Just a Rock and Roll Singer from 1973, but I'm Just a Rock and Roll Singer, comma, from 1973. See the intonation. And before that, The Electric Food, who were actually Lucifer's Friend without the vocalist. We heard Let's Get Together. That was the cover by Canned Heat, and that was off of Electric Food from 1970. I have one more song. This is, of course, dedicated to Belinda. It's From Me to You, all the way from Canada. Classic Rock Mine will be back next week at 9. Bye!
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
At 11 p.m.